You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Parashat Shofetim, we learn the process, the procedure of going to the war, that Kohen Mashuach would announce those that did not settle in their house, or they're engaged, or they had a vineyard, and so on. If it's not finished, the process, they have to go back. So now the question that is asked, this tzaddik, when he goes through the war, is it a mitzvah or is that a mitzvah? Is it a mitzvah to go to the war? Yes. To protect your country? Right. So now here, it says, if you engage, you know, go back, because you might be worried that somebody else will forsake you, or somebody will grab your house. So what does that mean? What does it mean?
Why are they going back?
Fine, but what has anything to do with it? You know, okay, you know, he built a house in Maa Shearim, so he didn't move in yet. So what has anything to do to go to the war or not? Let him go to the war, protect his country. He's doing Kiddush Hashem.
Yes, he does.
Right? So that's the greatest thing you can, you know, be honored with. Why not? Why not?
You're worried.
Worried. Now, Rashi Gadol says it's Agmat Nefesh. Agmat Nefesh. What does Agmat Nefesh mean? So it means, while he's confronting the enemy, he keeps thinking, ay, 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 what's going to happen to my fiancé? Why? What's going to happen to my house? Who's going to take over? So now here, you see, the Torah is teaching us, when you have Agmat Nefesh, when you worry, not only the enemy will rule over you, also you weaken the whole army. Because by you not having the bitachon, the emunah, so then you're a single person, the single person can cause such a disaster for the whole army. So now here they learn a very interesting thing, and this, that you see what a destructive type of mentality could be, that people that keeps worrying, what's going to happen, how I'm going to pay, what's going to be, who's going to send a check, you know, what am I going to do, is he going to come, you know, he keeps worrying. So here we see the whole concept that you go to the war, protect your country, it's secondary. Why? You don't have Yishuv Da'at. You don't have Yishuv Da'at. You're not relaxed. You're not calm. You look tired. That's the worst thing that could happen to you.
Will he send the check
or not? Only if you have bitachon. You have emunah shelema, that everything is going to be okay. And that's what the whole task here is. Hashem Yisakeinu, Shenizkeh B'ezrat Hashem, Emunah Shelema, and Nizkeh B'Ketiva Chatima Tova.
Listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.